Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was a piece of Tom Brady's post. Apparently he has a newsletter, TomBrady.com. Yep. I wasn't aware of all of this. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart.
You don't subscribe?
I don't.
The Brady Substack, the GOAT Substack.
Do you get this? I didn't even know it was a thing.
I got to be honest, I do not.
This week he has my thoughts on free agency, March 24th, 2025. And he gets into priorities and different things, and that piece right there, why he went into free agency. To me, the most interesting part was how he went about it. He did his own version, and you're not surprised. He's Tom Brady. He's analytical. He's prepared. He does all these things. You know, a lot of us do pros and cons. You get the two, like, you get the legal sheet out and like, oh, I have a new job offer. What are the pros? What are the cons? Weigh it. He went deeper than that. He had 20 things that were, you know, potential issues or whatever, factors in a free agency. He ranked them and then graded each one on a scale of importance from 1 to 3. So 3 being, you know, the most important, 3 being the strongest, 1 being the weakest. Uh-huh. And so he gives an example. The presence of skill players was a 3 in terms of importance, for example, and the Bucks graded out as a 3 because of guys like Evans and Godwin. Okay, I get that. You're an aging quarterback. You want to have weapons around you. You're not looking to rebuild. You're looking to have guys you can get the ball to. And I agree with his assessment. He went to a place. I told people this at the time when they were telling me how bad the Bucks were. Yeah, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, pretty good weapons for him to throw to. Then he said the same was true for the head coach. That was a 3 importance, and Tampa scored a 3 with Bruce Arians. You think
they did, huh?
You think Bruce Arians is a 3 of a head coach, like the highest level you could put on a head coach? That's Bruce Arians?
I would have given Bruce Arians a 3 maybe as OC, probably a 2 as head coach. Although at the time, I will say this, his style so starkly contrasted Belichick's outgoing, brash, fun, no risk it, no biscuit.
Win or lose with booze.
Yeah.
Stiz and I do that every day here on WEEI Afternoons.
Mm-hmm. Lots of losing and lots of boozing.
Hey,
come on. Hey, not fair. No, man. I mean, I think that's why he probably scored a 3. I mean, he had a great reputation around the league. People liked him. It's just that the guy that previously played quarterback for him, who, side note, is going to make the New York Giants an absolute blast to watch next season, just couldn't stop throwing the ball to the other team.
So he goes on. Game day weather was a 2. Practice weather was a 3. So he wanted it to be really nice when he practices. Didn't care as much about game days. Although, didn't he used to brag here about he could play in any weather because he had it down to a degree? What gloves to wear, what layers to wear, whether to bring out the scuba snorkel gear and all that. He didn't want to do that in the back end of his career. He's getting a little older. I feel for him. I don't like the cold weather like I used to. Grandpa gets a chill and he can't get rid of it at this age. Financial compensation was on the list, but it wasn't first. It probably wasn't even top 10, and it definitely didn't rank as a 3 in importance. So he wanted to be appreciated, which we thought was financial, and then in this piece he says it really wasn't that big a deal. It wasn't in the top 10 factors. He writes, in the end, I chose Tampa almost exactly 5 years ago now because in the aggregate, it graded out higher than New England along those 20 or so dimensions. It's not much more complicated than that. Which struck my ear and eye, Fitzy, because it makes no sense to me. It wasn't about him comparing New England and Tampa. He decided he was leaving New England because of tensions with Bill Belichick, lack of respect, couldn't get the contract he wanted.
This
all
is the first I've heard of any of that.
Right. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. We had to wait 5 years. It's almost like we've heard this nonstop for 10 years. Wasn't Tampa going against San Francisco, Chicago, Tennessee? Like, weren't those the teams that were being graded on this scale? The Patriots were out of the picture. Once you decided you wanted to leave the Patriots, you weren't going back to the Patriots. So when did you know that Tampa was an option? This all seems very weird to me. It seems like the timeline in Brady's mind. Of course, you never know with him because he was flirting with the Dolphins for years.
I was
going to
say, I had a feeling. Yeah, dude, Andy, if he had his way, it wasn't going to be Tampa. He was going to the Dolphins. I said it on this radio station a couple of years ago. No one probably believed me because I'm the Foxborough fanboy, but I had it on record and good authority that he was out there flirting, and more than just flirting. He was laying a foundation in the community in Miami to get down there and get after it. And then there's a Belichick thumb text, or there's a call here, or someone blows a whistle there, and all of a sudden everyone's like, cheese it, the cops, and they have to abandon ship, and thus Tampa became the play.
Yeah, all of this is weird to me. I really would like to know more and more what was going on behind the scenes. How many fires did he have burning? Clearly Miami was a fire that was burning in the background. Did he have a Tampa fire also burning in the background? Did he have all these
who
other
was
fires?
The angry guy? Andy, who was the guy? Remember in the video in the shop, like, you're going to keep that MF-er for me? Was it Derek? Did we ever boil it down? Was it Derek Carr? Garoppolo. Oh, was it Baker Mayfield, maybe? I forget who it was.
I remember there was a lot of speculation. I don't remember if, and I do believe we figured it out in the end.
I think we settled on someone.
We definitely settled on someone. I forget now because there's been so many of those speculative issues with Brady. This whole thing is weird to me. First of all, finding out that he has a newsletter. Second of all, him writing all this in detail, because this is new information. He's talked a lot about free agency. He had the long chat with Howard Stern. He's had all these various things, but I don't remember him detailing 1 to 3 and ranking them all and where everything, how it all kind of came to fruition. But I also wonder when he did this. Was he still wearing a Patriots uniform when he started thinking, so Mike Evans versus who are the bums I look around me in the Gillette locker room? They're a 1. Evans is a 3. And Stiz, you said you have some audio here from Stephen A., sort of reacting to this latest piece of, I guess, Tom Brady information about why he left 5 years ago.
Because I'll tell you what I was told. What I was told, even when Tom Brady was walking out the door, if Bill Belichick had said to Tom Brady, I don't want to lose you, I want you to stay, Tom Brady's staying in New England. Bill Belichick refused to do that. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
You figure out who told me. I'm telling you what I was told.
What?
Directly.
Are you challenging me to question your sources on the air? Is that
he's trying to humbly brag that Brady told him that?
Like, what are we doing here? Anyway, so that's the latest on Tom Brady. Forget that. I'm sick of Tom Brady. I have a little fun game I want to play with my guy Dan Ball. Fitzy has dubbed it Overs and Unders, or you could just call it Overs and Unders if you want to enunciate and
I
not
like
be
over
annoying.
Under.
Okay, over. You're not going to ruin my summer, and we're going to talk about your overs and your unders. Dan Ball has prepared a list of 10 overs and unders for us for your Boston Red Sox. We know there's a lot of speculation. For example, Craig Breslow put an over and under out there a while back, sort of unbeknownst to all of us. Tristan Casas, Over 40 home runs and 120 RBI or under? I would take the under on both of those. It's not a very good number to set. Hopefully Dan Ball is better at setting the numbers, Dan.
So, today for our overs and unders, of our 10 prop bets that we have, fellas, we have four relating to the pitching staff, four relating to the lineup, and then two with just general team props that we'll have. So, I'm going to present the numbers to you, give me an over and an under, and then justify your point very quickly. So, Andy, let's start up at the top with the rotation. Garrett Crochet, his strikeout totals for 2025. Last year, finished with 209 strikeouts as a first-year starter, as you mentioned earlier in the show. So the number that I am setting for you is 225 and one half, over or under?
Over by a mile. He'll be well north of 250. He is going to eat up innings. He's going to pitch a career high in innings. He's going to make 30 starts. And all these geeks, your people, are telling me he's going to strike out 37.5% of the batters he faces, blah, 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 blah. He strikes out a lot of hitters. He is going to strike out 250 or more batters this year.
Goodness. Fitzy, over or under 225 and a half?
Oof. I'm going to go over. I don't believe I'm going to go over as high as Andy just did there. But
who? Kelj?
Sorry.
What were you going to call
me? 230. I'd like the 230s, maybe. Like 250 is a lot. But
no, 300's a lot. I was going to start at 300, but I didn't want the homer horn.
Sale was the last one to do that in 2017, correct?
For context, I don't have that offhand, but what I can tell you is that last year's leader was Tarek Skubal with 228.
Screw him.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. By the
way, that's the kind of analysis you can get here, folks.
Exactly.
I'm all in on Crochet.
I think everyone is as well. By the way, there's a guy who just made the Angels opening day rotation. And he's the first guy in Major League Baseball to make a team's rotation, just jumping completely out of having to pitch on the farm team league since.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Crochet. I had no idea that Crochet basically was like, we're signing you. Oh my God, you're so good. We don't even need, just don't even bother going single, double, triple. Just get up here and start throwing now.
Right to the pen. Get out there, warm up.
All right, two overs on the strikeouts. Let's do innings pitch for Garrett Crochet while we have a moment. The leader in Major League Baseball last year was Logan Gilbert, 208 and two-thirds innings. Last year for Garrett Crochet, he pitched 146. My number for you, Andy, is 190 innings for Garrett Crochet. Over or under?
190 feels like a lot. So let's say he makes 30 starts. That would be 6-plus innings per start, because that would be 180 innings. Quick math in my head. You have him over 6 innings per start.
There were 9 pitchers in baseball last year that had the over on that stat.
Give me the under. I'm going to say under on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go under on that one as well. If he pitches over anything over 170 innings, I'll be thrilled with him. Yeah. And I know he's going to want to try to stretch it out, to prove people wrong, because we talked about that edge he has, and B, because he knows if he pitches more and does well, he makes money.
But he also has to manage his innings so he can pitch in the World Series.
Now that I like.
I'm talking about.
Homer honk be damned. I like that. Okay, let's go to Tanner Houck. He finished last year in 30 total starts with 9 wins. That was a career high. He had 6 the year before and then 5 the year before that. His over-under total this season, Andy, for me, is 11.5 wins. Over or under for Tanner Houck?
Is this one of those SAT questions? Did you say 5 wins to 6 wins to 9 wins and now you're asking me 11 wins?
11.5, to be specific.
I will take the over, and it's because he feels the weight lifted by Crochet being the ace bumps him down. He can kind of just get in where he fits in now, and I'm going to say he wins more than 11.5 games. I really am a homer. Play the horn.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Wow.
Where's Andy?
He had a lousy. I know exactly. This guy can stay. It's fine. It's fun. It's a refreshing alternative.
Go back to yelling at people.
Please God, no. Please God. No, all right, go ahead, God. Fitzy. Over or under?
I'm gonna go over. Not a ton, but I'll go over because I think a 14 win season is at hand. But I don't think he's winning as many games as a lot of people around here think he will.
Okay.
Fair enough. Last of the pitching stats, and you can chime in, by the way, if you hear something that you disagree with, either text line or you can call in as well, and we
this
can get some
be
of the reactions.
Blown saves.
This is saves, full stop. So
no
last
blown?
Pause and no. Yes. Last year, age 36 in 68 games, Aroldis Chapman finished with 14 saves. That was his highest since 2021 when he had 30. He is now the odds-on closer at least to begin the season for the Red Sox. My number for you, Andy Hart, is 19.5 saves for Aroldis Chapman.
Under, easy, because I think he's going to blow a bunch of saves with walks, and I think he's going to be replaced before the trade deadline, before the All-Star break, hopefully in May. I'm looking for a new closer, a closer we can all rally behind in May. So I will take the under on those saves.
You know what? I think Aroldis Chapman may not be a tremendous person, but I think on this particular team, he's going to be a tremendous pitcher. I'm going well over on that one. I don't believe there's some hero at the back end of the bullpen coming as early as Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-oh.
They're going to give him a chance, then they'll give Hendricks a chance. But I think Aroldis Chapman is going to grab this and run with it because guess what he could parlay throwing 100 miles an hour and getting a bunch of saves for the Red Sox into this year, Andy? One final suckers multi-year deal to make a ton of money.
Cha and ching.
Okay, those are our four, and that was the first time I think that you guys deviated from each other. So those were the four for the pitching. Let's move to the lineup, and let's move to our favorite, St. Alex Bregman.
Oh,
as he gets
let's
ready
go.
For his first season as a member of the Boston Red Sox. Again, it's fair to say that Bregman has seen a little bit of a downturn in production. He's hit 259, 262, and 260 each of the last three seasons. He had 30 doubles last year.
Hmm.
That was up from 28 the year before, but down from 38 the year before that. So I'm setting your number, Andy. Alex Bregman doubles off the monster, so to speak. 30.5 is your over-under. Can he do better than a season ago?
Over, easy. Absolutely. I think that is going to be where he's going to, well, maybe not make his $40 million, but make his money. His greatest contributions are going to come from the doubles. So that will be way, he'll be in the 40s for doubles.
He'll be in the 40s,
yep.
A number that he has not hit since he had 51 in 2018. I like your optimism, even if it's unbased.
Well, when I'm banging on a garbage can there at Fenway, I'll help him out a little bit.
Okay. Fitzy,
all
would
right.
You grab this one?
Your number was 30.5?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, it was only 2 years ago where he had almost 40 again, and now he plays in the ballpark that he has his bet that he hits best in. This is a no-brainer. This is an easy over, but I am going to go. I'm going to double or nothing. Over doubles on 30.5 under Hart's 50.
Oh, you're going to split the difference, huh? Middle it a little
I'm
bit
gonna
here.
I'm doubling down on that one. I got to go for the win here.
We should probably recall this date and this somewhat cocky tone we've used in making many of these predictions.
Somewhat.
I feel like this could be entertaining down the road when Bregman has like 12 doubles or something.
Don't you worry. This will be promptly posted to our social media accounts to rub in everybody's faces.
When Chapman has like a record 57 saves or
right.
Something, and I'm like, hey, he's replaced by Labor Day. I mean, Memorial Day.
All right, let's move along to Jarren Duran, who led Major League Baseball with 14 triples last year. And he's already shaking his head. So I'm going to give the number anyways. My over-under, can he pass that? 14.5 triples in 2025. Can he outdo what was an MVP caliber season last year?
That's a lot of triples. I'm going to have to take the under. I think he's going to take a little bit of an offensive step back. Not terribly. I just don't know that he's going to have the MVP caliber season that he had a year ago. So I'll take the under.
I'm going to take the under as well, but mostly because I feel like he last year, yeah, great hits where he could leg it out. I don't think he's going to have to this year because there's actually going to be someone, if not multiple people, hitting behind him that can knock him in. So he's not going to feel the need to leg them all out. I'll take the under, but he still probably leads the league.
Okay. I like that. Like both of those. Let's move on to Rafael Devers, or as his own manager calls him, Big Boy, who will be starting as the designated
Joey Chestnut
of the Boston Red Sox in 2025.
Not a compliment.
I borrowed this one from BetMGM. I set most of these myself, but the over-under number for his home runs sitting right now is 30.5 home runs for Rafael Devers. So feel free to answer in Spanish because sí and no seem to be the only thing that he said this offseason.
Más. I'm going to say there's going to be más than 30 home runs by Rafael Devers. I think he's going to be the DH, and I've said it all along. I think he benefits. I think the wear and tear on his body, the injuries. I think last year he got stuck at 28 home runs because of the shoulders. He won't have that issue this year. I think he is going to approach 40 home runs, so give me the más home runs.
Yeah, I'll just take the over on
okay.
that.
Okay.
you know hablo español?
Sí.
Más o menos?
I'm doing my Duolingo right now. I'm only about a month in, so.
All right, boys.
We'll revisit at the end of the season.
Don't forget to catch Andy on the Red Sox Spanish broadcast this
Buenas
season.
Buenas noches, amigos.
Okay. Andy, yo soy cansado.
Sí, baseball been very, very good to me. Okay, go ahead.
And as Rob Gronkowski said famously, yo soy fiesta.
Yes.
Tristan Casas enters into his age 25 season, as Andy teed up. The expectation that was put out there was 40 home runs and 120 runs batted in. I'm not in on that, so I'm setting an over-under total for RBIs at 99.5. Can Tristan Casas reach triple digits in RBIs in 2025?
Under.
Under.
I think 90 RBI is a good season for him, so I'm going to say under. I think he can have a good season and still not hit 100.
Going to be a lot of names we've already covered on those bags ahead of him. I'm taking the over.
Over is where Fitzy goes. Two rapid-fire questions, and you can answer both at the same time. Andy Hart, win total 86.5, and AL East odds plus 250. Over or under on the wins, and do you take those division odds?
I don't love the division odds. I think they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card. Yeah. I do have the over. I put my money where my mouth is a long time ago on the 86.5 wins. I think they're going to be close to a 90-win baseball team, so give me the over.
All right, Fitzy?
I'm on the over on that one. As I told you, plus 350 to win the AL East. I'm all over the over.
Okay. That is over and under for Red Sox season 2025, Andy Hart, and we'll post those out on social media and revisit them in October.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being optimistic, and we're just two homers doing a radio show here, 2 to 6, WEEI, the flagship station of your Boston Red Sox, and we will talk to Alex Cora for the first time this year tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons at 2:30. Up next here, it's Odds and Ends.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.